you know what a, what, do y'all have a dairy? What was it? You have a cool place kind of where a stream would run by and you put the milk or something like that?
No, we just had to draw it out of the well. We had a little board well, we called them, and a bucket about that big, long bucket. It'd hold a water bucket full of water. And
what was it made out of?
Sheet iron. Galvanized sheet iron.
Is that what you kept the milk in?
No, that's what we draw the water with. Take a zinc tub, a wooden tub. She had a lot of wooden tubs. Just cut a barrel off, make a tub out of it. Well, plenty of wooden barrels in the old days, and it wasn't no trouble to saw one off and make a tub. They was harder to handle than a zinc tub with handles on it, but you hardly ever handle one with anything in it.
Did you have something you'd milk in?
Yeah, buckets. We milked in buckets.
What did they look like? Did you have one maybe that was kind of narrow at the bottom and got wider out?
No.
Maybe made out of tin?
No. They're just all straight up.
You ever use a pail, any sort of pail?
Yeah, we usually had one big bucket, about a 2 or 3 gallon bucket, and we'd milk in a small one and pour it in that.
Now, what'd you use?
And so if that cow kicked that bucket, she didn't spill all the milk, she just spilled what she had in that small pail.
You didn't use that bucket, did you? What'd you use to feed the hogs with? Maybe something you'd keep at the table when you got through with dinner, you'd get the plates.
She had a big old wooden bucket. That's what she slopped the hog, put the hog slop in, dish water and all the scraps off the table that she didn't feed to the dogs. She'd put it in there for the hogs to eat.
Call that a slop?
Yeah, slop.
Slop bucket?
Yeah, slop bucket. It had a certain little shelf out there to set it on.
Yeah.
It had a cover to put on to keep the flies out of it. We enjoyed life, but we didn't know anything else. We just let one day come by and look for another one.
Now, your mother, maybe when a guest was coming, she'd get out her best?
Yeah.
Best what?
Dishes and silverware. She'd put a clean cloth on the table and spruce it up right for him. She'd cook more food and shake a stick at it. Just load that table from one end to the other with good food.
Her best dishes, she'd call that her fine.
Yeah.
Her watch.
She had glass and you know, chinaware too. Bowls and pitchers.
Oh, speaking of china, would you ever put one of those kind of things in a hen, where a hen was, to make them lay?
Yeah.
You call them what?
Nest egg. Yeah, she had some, but the snakes won't swallow them.
Well, I want to tell you a story, Mr. Latta. One man claimed to me that the way he killed the snake was he put a nest egg in a hen's nest, and the snake went up